The Irish Independent and Irish Examiner both lead today with the line that a surge in new COVID cases could threaten any significant easing of restrictions next month. Government plans to begin the reopening of the country on April 5th are in doubt after the Deputy Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn described the situation yesterday as volatile and precarious. Both papers quote unnamed senior government sources. The Examiner takes the line that it cannot be guaranteed that, as had been expected, the 5 kilometre travel restriction will be extended, the construction sector will be opened up, and some restrictions on social gatherings will be eased. While The Independent reports that the return to the classroom for all secondary school students might also be in jeopardy. Meetings are to take place all week between the Taoiseach, government ministers, health experts and NPHET before the plan for the summer is unveiled next week. The Irish Daily Mail focuses its lead story on Dr. Glynn's assertion that extra public health measures, such as testing, will be used to tackle COVID black spots instead of new localised restrictions. The HSE's plan to fully restore outpatient appointments and elective procedures from June generates the lead story in the Irish Times. Under the three-phase plan, cancer services will not fully resume until the end of this year. 30% of appointments will be conducted by phone or video, and efforts to clear the massive backlog of appointments and procedures are unlikely to begin until the autumn. The plan also states that input from the private sector will be needed. The case which the representative bodies for restaurateurs and publicans are to put to the Oireachtas Tourism Committee at a meeting today generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun. Breaking Pint and Crisis Pint are the headlines there. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on the arrest of 7 men and a juvenile and the seizure of €60,000 worth of cocaine in Temple Bar in Dublin yesterday as part of a Garda operation to tackle drug dealing in the area. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that loyalist community workers in parts of Northern Ireland have said that they are no longer willing to cooperate with the PSNI as tensions rise over opposition to the Northern Ireland Protocol. Tributes to 30-year-old mother of one, Stacey Nell, who died in what police are treating as a murder-suicide in County Antrim on Friday night, are carried in the lead story in today's Irish News. The bodies of 50-year-old Karen McLean and her 26-year-old son, Kenneth Flanagan, were also found nearby. And finally, The Independent and Examiner both run with front-page pictures to mark this week's reopening of nursing homes across the country to visitors. The picture on the front of The Independent shows Sarah Hessian visiting her mum, Mary Scanlon, at Castle Turvan House Nursing Home in Athenry, County Galway, while The Examiner has a shot of Michael Ryan visiting Mary, his wife of 43 years, at Patterson's Nursing Home in Rosscrea, County Tipperary.